God used us from last week. If I am going to let or bow my break down the ceiling. And I told him I'm not going to let that happen. That's why I'm here and that's why you are here. Ladies and gentlemen, taxation without proper representation is not just reckless, it is wrong and it's flat out on Americans. The other day, Mr. Obama said that you don't build a house on the sand, you build a house on the rock. Now, here's what I know to be true about America. For over 300 years, I know that America is built on solid ground. We do not need to reinvent the wheel. We cannot give Mr. Obama the license to reinvent the wheels. We know that the economy is shaky, but Obama does not need to destroy the foundations of our economic system. The economy is shaky, that's true, but the foundation is still strong. I believe that. That's why my father came here over 10 years ago. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm raising my son here. Because I believe in the system. I believe in the foundations of the American principle. USA. Billions of dollars in the bank systems. The other day he asked for people to go out and refinance and modify their loans. I have been practicing releasing for over 10 years. The refinancing, the modification is not going to work without jobs.
We know the smartest statistics say the smartest is
mix the audio.
Of all jobs in America. Smartest is not a way to slow down the type of foundation.
We can't hear you! We can't hear you! We can't hear you!
We got taxes on excess. This is not the way to solve the economic crisis. Lowering our way to this crisis is not the way to create jobs.
Close the Fed!
So,
close the Fed! They're a new world order organization that hates America!
The
attention. He calls it Fedzilla. Get rid of it.
By the way, I meant to say earlier, I don't know if y'all know this or not. If you spent $1 million a day, every single day, since the day Jesus was born until now, you still would have not spent enough money that was in that ridiculous stimulus bill. Now take that, you throw $3 trillion budget on top of that. You throw a $700 billion bailout bill on top, or a TARP fund on top of that. You throw an $800 billion bailout bill on top of that. And I want somebody to explain to me how our little ones are supposed to pay that money back.
They don't want us to have little ones.
What you guys all here today is Nick Lowe, and Jose Ruiz. Jose Ruiz.
We're damn mad. We're not taking it anymore.
Jose Ruiz, if you're still here, to the stage.
We're damn mad. We're not taking it.
Nick Lowe.
That's
it. Nick Lowe, 33 years old. He's 33 years old. He's a fine young man. He's pissed off just like the rest of us. He's a fine resident of Palm Beach County for a long time. And if Jose Ruiz, if you can hear me, if you're still here, please leave the stage. In an effort of bipartisanship, we have Nick Lowe, the Republican, and Jose Ruiz, the Democrat, not speaking as politicians, but speaking as pissed off Americans that want to make a difference.
Yeah! Woo! Yeah!
Only Americans! Only Americans! Only Americans!
Is anybody here angry today?
Yeah!
Today is not about the war in Iraq. Today is not about the war in Afghanistan. Today is about the war against the American government!
Again, the number is 69302. 69302 with the word Tea Party. One word. It's and you should get a message back with Tea Party taxes. Because that's what it is. We're rebelling. We are no longer going to take it as slaves. As I said earlier, with the, they don't want us to know that we're the majority. We are. With the 9-12, Glenn Beck people are out. We've got the TaxDayTeaParty.com people, the Don't Go movement. There's so many groups that are coming out that are assisting us. And it's, we're going to come together as a united group. Again, I'm going to give that number out one more time, and I'm going to leave it up here on the stage if you do miss it. I'll pass it back, actually. It's government made, so you know, don't worry. The number is 69302 with the word Tea Party. So I'm going to pass it back. Please tax. Again, you know, the American Revolution certainly started stopping specific days, but the spirit of the revolution continued on. The revolution that started in 1773 with the American patriots that were coming out and organizing, we're no different. We have that same spirit. We're going to continue on. Everybody's been asking, myself, what are we doing after the Tea Party? Well, we're going to keep moving forward. This is just the beginning. And that's where we stand.
I challenge every single person that's here today, and this challenge goes out all over the country. We have a real chance right now. I believe we're at a critical moment in our nation's history. We have a real chance right now to literally, literally revolt and take back what's ours. This cannot be... side is doing any talking, what else do you expect them to do? We've got to be the other side, we've got to be their voice, and if we truly are the silent majority, all we have to do is unite and speak with one voice, and we really can change the direction our country is going. Stop fiscal child abuse from spending future prosperity and restore the principles of our founding fathers. We need your signatures. See the rest of the board. Make your signature on that. Let's make our voices heard. Richard, if you could do the... We need to let the mics...
cool off for just a minute. We're going to bring the music back on, let the amp calm down so that we don't all end. By the way, I want to let everybody know, we have the permit here until 8, okay? You're welcome to be here until late if y'all want to keep it going, get the chance going. The TV crews are here. The newspaper reporters are here. Let's get the media to see how pissed off we are.
Go online, get plugged in, you can start a chat here in Warren and Carson, and get back to the
come on, I just ate. Stop saying her name.
Meanwhile, smooth. Standing in one space gives me a backing.